This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land on the significance of Aliyah to the lifeblood and the future of the nation of Israel.
There were flights from the former Soviet Union, from Turkey, from Venezuela, from Russia, and so it was very funny because every time I would get up to talk to them, we would have to have four different translators. And so I was there welcoming this fellowship flight of over 200 new immigrants who arrived on Aliyah Day. And I was there with somebody from the Ministry of Welfare. And it was very funny because she got up and she said, "Do you know why today is Aliyah Day?" And everyone said, "No, we don't know." And she said, "It's because today is when Jews start praying for rain." Around the world, Jews incorporate this prayer for rain in their prayer every day from now until next summer. And it all is praying for rain in Israel. And she said, "Why do we all pray for rain in Israel?" Because we're in the middle of a desert. And without rain in Israel, we can't survive. She said, so we made Aliyah Day on the same day that we start praying for rain to show that without new immigrants, Israel can't survive. And it's a very famous thing. My father, Rabbi Eckstein, was speaking to Ariel Sharon, the previous prime minister of Israel and hero of Israel. And he said, "What's the most important thing for Israel?" And Ariel Sharon said, "Three things that are most important: Aliyah, Aliyah, and Aliyah." That essentially, without people coming home to Israel, we don't have a country. We need everyone. And so it's people from all over the world coming together, really the ingathering of the exiles.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.